Welcome to the Connected Spirit Podcast. I'm your host, Courtney Dawson. I'm a professional psychic medium and mentor. In this show, I'll be sharing my personal experiences as an intuitive and discussing my journey with mediumship development. But that's not all. I'll also be bringing in guests to talk about fascinating topics like near-death experiences, spiritual awakenings, astral traveling, encounters with interdimensional beings, energy healing, and more. Together through open and honest conversations, we'll challenge the way we think and support one another. My hope is that these discussions will help you connect with your own spirit and feel seen and validated in your experiences. So join me as we dive into inspiring conversations that are going to push boundaries and encourage personal growth. Get ready to explore new perspectives and embrace the power of connection. All right, let's dive into this week's episode.
Hello, my loves. Welcome back to the show. Today's episode is a special one because the spirit world has actually guided me to channel a message to support you for the upcoming total solar eclipse and new moon that is scheduled to happen on April 8th, 2024. So in this episode, we're going to dive into the spiritual meanings behind the upcoming total solar eclipse and the new moon in Aries. And let's take a look. Let's explore how these events can influence your life and guide you towards new beginnings. So let's take a look at the actual spiritual meaning of the April new moon. So that new moon that's coming up here, it really symbolizes a fresh start and it is empowering you to redefine your intentions. And being in the sign of Aries, which is known for courage and leadership, that new moon is encouraging you to really embrace change with confidence. And it's time to reflect on your personal identity and consciously decide who you want to be. This is not a time for you to be wishy-washy or indecisive. You're really going to be pushed forward to become really crystal clear about who you are, who you want to be, and where you see the direction of your life going. When we start taking a look at the energy of this upcoming solar eclipse, it will amplify the effects of the Aries new moon. And that is going to mark a period of major significant changes and a lot of unexpected developments, personally and collectively. This powerful alignment can lead to transformative revelations that are really going to redirect your life path. So during this time, you may experience moments of clarity and opportunities for growth. Seize those moments. You'll also be receiving downloads from your higher self, from your angels and your guides. Take a pen and paper, journal everything, date and record it, because this is information that is so potent in its ability to manifest what is for your highest good and for those close to you. So really embrace it and seize the opportunity, guys, okay? When we're working with the energy of the new moon, you want to harness that energy of this event and really consider some different practices or rituals that are going to help align you with this incredible Aries energy. So I got a couple tips for you on how to do that before we move into the channeled message. So number one, create a mind map. I love this. This is so much fun because what it does is it gets you to reflect where you are in your current state. Take a look at your future aspirations. Where do you see yourself? Where do you want to be? What do you envision for yourself? What are the desires on your heart? And what are those? Are you ready to release all of your fears and trepidations and insecurities and step into your power boldly? Also, take a look at barriers that you want to overcome, whatever that might be. Belief systems, fears, actions, behaviors, whatever that is. Set clear goals and then just outline some steps so you can achieve them. And I recommend that you do that in like little bite-sized pieces, okay? Little bite-sized steps, because when you're able to accomplish and achieve that one step, it creates momentum, all right? Number two, prepare your space. Cleanse your space and light candles because that symbolizes courage, freedom, independence to align with the energy of Aries. Couple ways that you can cleanse your space. So obviously make sure you get rid of any clutter. A couple of tips that I personally use for cleansing my safe space. I call it my safe space because it's a place where all of the beautiful energy that I'm channeling can really be held. I use Palo Santo. I also use Palo Santo essential oil and I diffuse that. I take a white candle and I light it and I put it into the four corners of the room. All of my rituals and all of my ceremony is done in my office. It's this beautiful space that I have. And for me, when I do that, I'm really welcoming in that source energy, that God power, and just bringing in that light to that space. And it really shifts the vibes big time and quickly. Number three, dress in red. Embrace the fiery, courageous vibe of Aries by incorporating more red into your clothing or in your surroundings. So if you're somebody like me who loves red, you could wear a shirt, or I've got some red Lululemon pants. Maybe red's not your color. Have a piece of jewelry that's got a little red in it, or maybe have a little red crystal that you have in your pocket, anything like that. That's going to help really bring in that beautiful Aries energy. Number four, get moving. Get that body moving, honey. Do something where you are physically active. That's going to resonate with the Aries dynamic energy. So go for a walk or a run. Have some upbeat music. Like for me, I like hip hop and I like rap. I love the bass. That brings the energy up so quickly and it just amplifies the energy. It's incredible. Whatever resonates for you, as long as it's got movement and beat, that is perfect. And lastly, number five, gather your crystals. Use crystals like fire quartz, red jasper, carnelian, or garnet during meditation, because that's actually going to help amplify your energy and your intentions. So when you tap into the energies of the total solar eclipse and the new moon in Aries, you are going to embark on this beautiful, beautiful journey of self-discovery and transformation. This is something that we do not want to take for granted. This solar eclipse only happens, once every few hundred years, I'm told? Seize the opportunity. Now, let's go to the channel message here. I'm actually going to be using two different oracle card decks. I was guided to them today by the World of Spirit. The first deck I'm going to be using is Energy and Spirit Oracle by Sandra Ann Taylor. The second deck I have here is the Oracle of the Seven Energies by the fabulous Colette Baron-Reed. And I really feel like I want to start with the Oracle of the Seven Energies deck. So how I'm actually doing this channeled reading live, you guys. So let's see what happens. So when I use the deck, I always cleanse it and I like to shuffle it seven times. And as I'm doing that, I just set the intention and asking the World of Spirit, what do we need to know? What can you provide us as far as insight and guidance that can really support us during this total solar eclipse on April 8th? And I always set the intention that the guidance that comes through is really for the highest good of everybody. Okay. And if you're listening to this episode after April 8th, not to worry. The solar eclipse energy, the impact of it is going to last for several weeks. So not to worry. The message still resonates, still applies to you, my love. Okay. Let's try it. So just shuffling the cards for myself. When I pick cards, I always shuffle them in clumps and I wait for them to jump out of the deck. And that's how I know. Okay, we've got the first card. So I'm going to pull three, actually. Second card. And we've got a third. Okay, so I read the cards from left to right. The first card is Let It Go. And this is a beautiful, beautiful card that is really asking you during this time to move into your heart center, to allow yourself to move into the depths of your soul, to be confident that wherever your heart takes you is exactly where you're meant to be. This is also a time of moving really into the heart space and looking at any wounds, any frustrations, any anger, anything that is holding you back from embracing the new opportunities, the new ways that love is desiring to express itself in your life. So if you have been hurt, you have been wounded, somebody has wronged you, maybe you have wronged somebody else and you haven't been able to forgive yourself, this card, Spirit's really encouraging you to take the time, be honest and transparent with yourself. Don't lie to yourself. Just take responsibility for those emotions and allow yourself to move through them with ease and grace and allow yourself to heal it so you can let that go. Because on the other side of letting go of this energy that's holding you back, that's not serving you, that's really not going to support you in this next phase of your life, this next wave of energy that we're moving into with this Aries dynamic energy, we need to let that go because there is love, there's new opportunities, there's new revelations that are going to be coming to you as well. So if you're not healing and letting go of a lot of stuff, not even just emotional wounds, but maybe it's patterns, thoughts, belief systems that are holding you back. If you don't do that, all of that energy is going to cloud your perception and cloud how you receive messages from the divine through signs, symbols, synchronicities, even messages that you may be receiving from another intuitive or medium. It's really going to put like a veil over you. So there's going to be less clarity, and the potency of the guidance and support that's coming to you is going to be missed by you. So do the work, take the time, spend time within your own soul. And it's not always easy. People feel uncomfortable because emotions come up and there can be a lot of fears or pain, emotional wounds, and it's uncomfortable. I get it. We're human. Nobody wants to feel that. We want to feel peaceful. We want to feel joy. We want to feel excited. We want to feel like we're accepted, that we are where we need to be. But honey, to get to where you need to be, you got to let go of the shit that's holding you back. You've got to let go of the stuff that ain't serving you. And it requires bravery and courage. And you can do this. I believe it. And if spirit is bringing this up and you're listening to this today, there is something within you that needs to let go of. It's not always easy, but honey, you can do it. And what I love about this card is that there's also two beautiful hummingbirds on it, and they have tied a bow around your heart. And this is really representing the beautiful support of the world of spirit and your angels that are gathering close to help support you do this inner work. So remember, you're not alone in this. It may feel uncomfortable, but before you spend time, whether it's, you know, going for a walk, connecting to your soul, or going into meditation and allowing yourself to really tap into the essence of who you are in your heart, honey, your angels are coming in to support you. Ask them to be there with you. You got this. The second card is exposed and revealed. And this is, I love this. You just make this stuff up. So when you get into your heart and when you allow yourself just to be in that space, you're not going to have to look for this stuff. This stuff is going to be revealed to you. It's going to be exposed. And like spirit always says, like they always tell me, honey, this stuff comes up to the surface to be revealed and healed. And also on this beautiful card here, that's called exposed and revealed, there is an eye on it. And as I feel into this card, it is going to highlight your ability to perceive things that you have forgotten about, but have left an energetic imprint on you. And that those energetic imprints are coming up to the surface so that you can cut ties and cords to that. And when we move past things, but we don't cut the energetic cords to it, they still affect us on a subconscious level. So how you can cut those energetic cords that connect you to people, places, things, and energy, seen or unseen, known or unknown, is to invoke and call upon Archangel Michael and just ask him to surround you with his blue light and to cut those cords and just to release all of that energy, transcend it and transmute it into the light of God. And as he does that, visualize scissors cutting all of those cords, or for myself, I like to visualize all of those cords being burnt, like when you light a candle, but it just burns and all of that smoke gets released and let go into the light of God. That is something that's really important. And also by doing this, it is going to enhance your intuitive abilities. It's also going to enhance your clairvoyance. Now, there's two different types of clairvoyance. There's subjective and objective. And this is really referring to your subjective, which means you're going to be seeing pictures or images or like little movie trailers in your mind's eye. And once you cut those cords, you're going to see things so much more clearly. You're going to see people for who they really are. You're going to see situations for what they really are. You're going to then be so clear about the next steps that you need to take as we move forward in this Aries energy, as you move into this beautiful journey of self-discovery and transformation. Your intuitive abilities are really being enhanced, and you may not consider yourself super psychic or intuitive or mediumistic, but honey, we're all born psychic. We just don't always know it. Okay. But spirit's saying, no, it is time. We are helping support the clear seeing, the second sight, the clairvoyance, so that you can use your intuitive abilities as a tool that can support you in all areas of your life. And it's about empowerment. It's about trusting yourself. It's about not having to rely on others, because you got, honey, everything you need to help you in life, to make decisions, to be confident, to show up unapologetically, to support those closest to you, right? To make your dreams a reality. So we got some big stuff going on. The third card that's coming up here is feeling the world. And as I move into this card, it's really talking about you are going to be feeling a lot more energies, a lot more emotions, but it's not just yours. You're actually going to be feeling the emotions of the collective right now, outside of the total solar eclipse, outside of the new moon and Aries energy. There is a lot of energies that are taking place right now when we look at the war that's happening between the Jewish people and the Palestinians, when we look at Ukraine and Russia. Those are just some of the many things that are happening that are very heavy, that are very sad, that are very traumatic, that are definitely having a big impact, not just by the people who are directly involved, but that energy has really seeped out and affected all four corners of the earth. And during this time of energy and the new moon and the solar eclipse, your sensitivities, your empathic abilities are going to be really, really heightened. So what you'll be picking up isn't just yours. So spend time in the quiet, spend time in meditation, get out in nature and allow yourself to, number one, ground your energies by visualizing tree roots coming out of the bottom of your feet, going into the earth. Or if you're able to walk on some sand, or if you've got some dry soil, wherever you are listening, put your feet on the earth. It's going to help ground. For myself, I've got some beautiful parks close by, and I like to take my palms, rub them together, and then just place one of the hands on the tree. And that tree will just share its beautiful energy, and it just helps you be more grounded. And grounding is really, really important because it helps you recognize your own energy and decipher between you and someone else's. Number two, it's going to be really important that you protect your energy at this time, because things are going a little wonky right now. Things are really being heightened. Everybody is being affected by the energies. And so some people may be more sensitive, short-fused. They might be a little hot-tempered or quick to react. Please don't take it personally. It is their stuff. It is how they are dealing with their life and dealing with the energies. It's not a reflection of you, honey. I promise. So what we want to do is we want to make sure that we're protecting your energy. That way you can move through these really transformative times with ease and grace. So make sure that you're grounding yourself every day. Make sure that you're connecting with the elements, whether that is with water, that is by connecting to the soil, the sun, the moon, air. Connect with the elements is going to help keep you really centered and grounded, I promised. And as I'm recording this, I'm a day before I head out to Maui. And so I'm literally going to be practicing what I'm sharing with you all right here. What Spirit is sharing with all of us, going to be in the water, going to be in the sand, and definitely a lot of grounding. It's super important for us. And number three, we got to protect our energy. So use your spiritual protection. And it's not because we're worried about evil spirits or negative entities. It's about recognizing, honey, that you're an energetic sovereign being and that your space, your energy, your auric field, your soul and your mind need not be detrimentally affected by outside sources. So what you can do is just imagine a beautiful golden light. And I like to visualize the light with white and gold and silver embedded in it, like thread in a tapestry. And then I surround myself with that. And then I always make sure that I bring my auric field in nice and close to my physical body, because during these times when we have these really dynamic energies that are taking place, obviously with the solar eclipse and this new moon in Aries happening at the same time, which is wild, we as intuitives can naturally begin to open up our spiritual awareness. And if you're not working spiritually right now, let's say you're not going into a reading, you don't have a client, you're not doing anything with your spiritual practices at the moment for the day or that specific time, make sure you're bringing your awareness in closer, because it will help you manage the intensity of the energies that are going on. So for example, when I am working, I expand my energy. But as I'm on holidays and I'm not working, I'm going to make sure that my auric field is in nice and close. Okay. So I'm not going to be picking up on the collective energy of the world right now, at least not as intensely as I might be if I'm walking around energetically wide open. So again, be responsible with your energy too, but recognize what's yours and what's not. Spirit's really coming in to support us. I'm just like, wow, we've got so much intensity going on, you guys. You might feel a little bit emotional. You might feel a little bit teary. There may be moments of excitement and elation because clarity is coming in hot. It's coming in clear. It's coming in quick. And you're like, I know what I need to do. And it's going to give you the momentum to do that. But on the other side of that, you may find it a little challenging with the intensity of the energies, but Spirit is saying, We got you. We're moving through this with ease and grace. Not to worry. Make sure that you're spending time in the quiet, connecting with your soul and allowing yourself to have that remembrance of who you are and why you came here. Okay. I have pulled the fourth and final card from the beautiful Energy and Spirit Oracle card deck from Sandra Ann Taylor. And as I pick the card, you literally can't even make this stuff up. I kid you not. Okay. So this card is travel, change, and location. But what's interesting and why I'm saying you can't even make this stuff up is the last card that I just read was feeling the world. And it's a beautiful lady that's holding the world literally in the palm of her hands. I just shuffled the deck from Energy and Spirit Oracle. And this card is somebody's hands open, like in a prayer, with the world in their hands. Wow. I just think it's incredible. So as I begin to tune into this, I really, really feel like the world of spirit is encouraging us to reach out to more people beyond those that are in our inner circle and see how we can support others, whether that is through prayer, sending out some spiritual healing, whether that is maybe sending a little bit of money to a really important cause that can help humanitarian aids, whether that is us traveling to another location and uplifting other people through prayer, through supportive actions, through volunteering. We need to come together right now and help bring healing to this world. We can be overburdened and overwhelmed with what's happening in the world right now, but Spirit is saying you came to this world for a mission, and that mission has not yet been completed in its entirety. And you came here to help serve humanity, not just yourself. And this is really a time for you to come together and support one another hand in hand, and recognizing that the power that runs through you runs through every single person and animal and insect and vitamin and mineral, and that the life force energy is coming in right now, is coming in with the angelic realm, is coming in with the spirit guides to come in and make the change that's needed. Spirit is also saying that we need to dissolve any dissolution of differences. We need to dissolve any separation between man, woman, and child, humanity, people. There's too much division right now, and we need to bring in unity. We need to bring in peace. And even wherever you are listening, in your small part of the world, you can make a difference. You can make an impact. Literally, the healing power of Source is in the palm of your hands. And how you can activate it is by asking the world of spirit, show me what I can do today to help make a difference. And it may be something as small, ladies and gentlemen, just by greeting somebody, smiling at somebody at the store. Maybe there's somebody ahead of you that is shortchanged on their grocery bill, and maybe an act of kindness is giving them a couple dollars to so they can get the rest of their groceries. Maybe it's you spending some time and sending prayer and healing to the world who are looking at creating challenges that are creating division. That part of the world, those people that are causing these major issues, send healing to them, that the world of spirit, that the great spirit would soften their heart and help them come together and find commonality and find peace and bring healing to all of these people that are in need. This card is really about changing how we view things, changing how we show up, moving from a place of passivity to passion and purpose, and doing things purposefully with intention, not just saying, oh, that really sucks, I wish I could do something. There's no longer time for wishing. It is time to take action. And that's what you're being called to do. Also on this card, there's the number 22. And I know that the number 22 is an incredibly powerful card. When we look at the number two, we want to talk about planting seeds. And so this card is really saying here, whatever you do in your life, take time to plant seeds of kindness and of love and of generosity, because there are opportunities for connection and union at this time with people in the world outside of your inner circle. And this is really, really important. And I'm actually just going to grab my book from Kyle Gray, Angel Numbers, because Spirit is wanting me to give you the message, Angel Number 22. And it says, you are at a crucial point on your journey, which will help you understand the relationships and spiritual assignments that will support your growth. And part of your spiritual assignment is helping the world, showing up, being of service, being kind. Maybe it's going through your cupboards and you got a bunch of food that you don't eat that's not expired. Donate it to a cause, to a food bank, to somebody that can use it. It's about spreading that beautiful, loving energy, because what you do to one person, it creates a ripple effect. And that act of kindness gets shared from another person, and so on. And literally, one single person has the power to change the world. And as the World of Spirit is here, they're saying, remember who you are and don't forget who you are based on the challenges that you see, that you experience, that you've gone through. Allow your heart to soften and see the infinite possibilities that are available to you, to the world, to every single person in this planet, because change is imminent. Change is happening right now. Do you want to be a bystander and not have a say and not have an effect and not make an impact in the world? You have soul gifts that are coming to the surface to help bring about the change that's needed right now. And Spirit, as they're here, they're really wanting to remind everybody, we're all one. We're all one. We can no longer sit on the sidelines and expect other people to step up and do the work that's needed. You are being called to make a change, to make a difference. And it's requiring you to move out of your comfort zone. You can no longer be passive. You must do the work. And be open to the possibilities. Be open to the possibilities of how you can be of service to help bring about change. And really, the change always starts with yourself, which is why when we go to the first card, Letting It Go, it says we got to do the inner healing. Because when you start healing yourself, that healing energy doesn't just end with you. It makes an impact on every single person that comes into your vibratory orbit. That's powerful stuff, you guys. So this is big stuff that's coming up. Really, just to summarize it, what Spirit's talking about, inner healing, you got to do it. Because what you do for yourself is creating a healing impact and effect on the world. And also, your intuitive abilities are really being heightened. So you can then be very clear about the next steps to take in your life. Also, the energetic feelings that are coming up for you aren't all yours. You're definitely picking up a lot of stuff of the collective empathically. Spend time connecting with your own soul. Grounding is going to be really important to you. Recognize what's you, what's not, and then sending healing energy to the collective for that needed healing. And the Arc card for this entire channeled message is be of service, be active, get engaged, do the work. Okay. And as I'm just here, the World of Spirit is saying, we thank you for your listening. We thank you for your service. We thank you for the humanity within your heart that is waiting and willing and ready to step forward into the light, to step forward into your calling with purpose and grace, and to help heal the hearts, to help heal the planet, because the power that resides within you also resides within the Great Spirit, and that you are all equal, and that there's not one person better or lesser than you. And so when we can come together with your world and ours, a great change can happen. And we're excited for the opportunity to support you in these endeavors. A beautiful message from the World of Spirit, everybody. Take time to ponder, consider the words that have come through today, and allow them to find a place of rest within. And allow yourself the opportunity to have these words reveal more to you when it's time and when it's ready. Sending you guys so much love, and just encouraging you to really take the advice that Spirit's given us today and be prepared so you can move through the energies of the total solar eclipse and new moon in Aries with ease and grace.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Connected Spirit Podcast. I hope you enjoyed diving into this beautiful conversation. And if you loved what you heard, be sure to subscribe to my podcast and leave a review. Your feedback means the world to me, and it helps me reach more people who can benefit from these conversations. Remember, you're not alone in your spiritual journey, so stay connected with me on social media. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram. My handle is @mediumcourtneydawson. You can also subscribe to my weekly newsletter, The Connected Spirit, and the link is in the show notes. Keep exploring, keep growing, and always remember that there's a greater purpose guiding you on this incredible journey. Until next time, stay connected and embrace the power of your spirit.